I'm with Norman Gould, Dave Turner and Jimmy Collins talking about that famous night at the Goldstone, 31,000 fans there. What was the atmosphere like as you got to the ground that night? What time did you get to the ground, Norman?
Oh, well, we had to get there, you know, an hour before the game, but there were so many people there, 30,000-odd, it was rather difficult, because we had the cars there, and we had to get in the car park, so couldn't really get in the car park, so I had to dump it somewhere and walk, but it was, you know, pretty exciting.
And Dave, in those days, the season didn't end on the one day of the season. There was some teams still had three games to play, Albion had one game to play and needed a draw to clinch promotion. Strange times.
Very strange times, but exciting times. You know, I think all the guys, all the lads got G'd up for what we wanted, and that was to get into the next division, and, you know, everything was so exciting, you can't even think back and think what you was thinking those days, you know, but it was all about the game.
Jimmy, what are your memories of that night?
It was a lovely night.
After the game, it was terrific atmosphere, fans on the pitch, players throwing their shirts to the crowd.
Yes, I kept mine.
He's Scottish.
I sold mine.
You always did, didn't you? But I think we knew where we were going to win. I'm sure we did. I know I did. I think there was no doubt we were going to win that game and
it
win
was
the league.
Darlington.
Yeah.
And I suppose the big game that season, Tranmere were on top of the league for most of the season, but the big game, you made a mistake and we went in 1-0 down, Norman.
That's right.
Norman.
Yeah, I did score a goal, but I did actually try a back pass to the goalkeeper, Brian Powney, and the pitches in those days were a bit bumpy and it hit the shin and it went a bit loose, and they scored. That's my excuse anyway. But I did score again, so, you know, I made up for it.
You made up for it. Do you remember the goal against Tranmere?
I remember him giving the own goal. You know, he said the pitch was bouncing. It was just a bad back pass, that's all it was.
But then the last minute, Wally Gould corner, and there's Norman.
Yeah. Up there, always good in the air. Always good to send forward for corners, free kicks. Got most of them.
Yep. It was a fabulous night, one you'll never forget, I take it.
A lot of nights, but that one in particular is, you know, because it was promotion, my best night anyway.
But we had to win, because otherwise Jimmy would have, you know, he's captain and he was a very, very hard captain and very, very naughty with his words if he did things wrong.
I'm sure, I can't believe a word he's saying, Jimmy.
Absolute rubbish.